In the dark tunnel of the jungle river, Grant went hand over hand, holding branches, moving the raft cautiously forward. He still heard the sounds, and finally he saw the dinosaurs.
Aren't those the ones that are poison?
Yes, Grant said. Dilophosaurus. Standing on the riverbank were two Dilophosaurs. The 10-foot-tall bodies were spotted yellow and black. Underneath, the bellies were bright green, like lizards. Twin red curving crests ran along the top of the head from the eyes to the nose, making a V-shape above the head. The bird-like quality was reinforced by the way they moved, bending to drink from the river, then rising to snarl and hoot.
Lex whispered, "Should we get out and walk?"
Grant shook his head no. The Dilophosaurs were smaller than the Tyrannosaur, small enough to slip through the dense foliage at the banks of the river. They seemed quick as they snarled and hooted at each other.
"But we can't get past them in the boat," Lex said. "They're poison."
"We have to," Grant said, "somehow." The Dilophosaurs continued to drink and hoot. They seemed to be interacting with each other in a strangely ritualistic, repetitive way. The animal on the left would bend to drink, opening its mouth to bear long rows of sharp teeth, and then it would hoot. The animal on the right would hoot in reply and bend to drink, in a mirror image of the first animal's movements. Then the sequence would be repeated exactly the same way. Grant noticed that the animal on the right was smaller, with smaller spots on its back, and its crest was a duller red. "I'll be damned," he said. "It's a mating ritual."
"Can we get past them?"
Tim asked. "Not the way they are now. They're right by the edge of the water." Grant knew animals often performed such mating rituals for hours at a time. They went without food. They paid attention to nothing else. He glanced at his watch. 9:20.
"What do we do?"
Tim said. Grant sighed. "I have no idea." He sat down in the raft, and then the Dilophosaurs began to honk and roar repeatedly in agitation. He looked up. The animals were both facing away from the river.
"What is it?"
Lex said. Grant smiled. "I think we're finally getting some help." He pushed off from the bank. "I want you two kids to lie flat on the rubber. We'll go past as fast as we can, but just remember, whatever happens, don't say anything. And don't move, okay?" The raft began to drift downstream toward the hooting Dilophosaurs. It gained speed. Lex lay at Grant's feet, staring at him with frightened eyes. They were coming closer to the Dilophosaurs, which were still turned away from the river. But he pulled out his air pistol, checked the chamber. The raft continued on, and they smelled a peculiar odor, sweet and nauseating at the same time. It smelled like dried vomit. The hooting of the Dilophosaurs was louder. The raft came around a final bend, and Grant caught his breath. The Dilophosaurs were just a few feet away, honking at the trees beyond the river. As Grant had suspected, they were honking at the Tyrannosaur. The Tyrannosaur was trying to break through the foliage, and the Dillos hooted and stomped their feet in the mud. The raft drifted past them. The smell was nauseating. The Tyrannosaur roared, probably because it saw the raft. But in another moment, a thump. The raft stopped moving. They were aground against the riverbank, just a few feet downstream from the Dilophosaurs. Lex whispered,
"Oh, great."
There was a long, slow scraping sound of the raft against the mud. Then the raft was moving again. They were going down the river. The Tyrannosaur roared a final time and moved off. One Dilophosaur looked surprised, then hooted. The other Dilophosaur hooted in reply. The raft floated downriver.